It's 5 o'clock and I know you probably getting off work. You done had a long day at that job. But listen, I got something that's going to bring some smiles to your face. I got the hottest, the most trendiest, the biggest, in the words of Ricky Rose, star in the world right now. I got my brother, Moray, is in the building with me. Moray, what up, man?
What's happening, my boy? How you living?
Aw, man, I can't call it, man. I got to ask you first. I got to ask you straight off the dribble, man. You have been having a really good couple months. A really good couple months. The Lord has really been on your side a couple months. How you feeling, bro? How you feeling since the last time we talked, bro?
The same way, bro. It's a blessing. Like, no cap. Like, every day I wake up and it's something else to be grateful for. So that's just a fire feeling. I'm smiling, bro. No cap smiles since I came in here, bro.
It's super duper crazy because a lot of people don't know, but you have a family-like relationship with here with us in
104.5. Of course, you know the vibe.
The Radio Idol contest introduced DeVille to a lot of vowing contestants that vowed to be on radio. But you had a different kind of plan. And it's super duper crazy because when I first saw you, when I first had the opportunity to meet you and come in, I knew that there was a star somewhere. I didn't know if it was going to be music. I didn't know if it was going to be radio. But what did you learn from the Radio Idol joint that you kind of applied to your musical side of things, bro?
No cap, the Radio Idol like really helped me focus on how to get my voice together. Like that's a big part of music that people don't understand. You can make a lot of songs, but if your voice ain't right, you know what I mean? It's gonna sound crazy. So like it really gave me a chance to realize that I can go from saying like, yo, this is more Ray, you know, to saying like, this is more Ray. It's a vibe. Like it just give me a vibe. No cap.
Super duper vibe, man. The city definitely going crazy for you. You in the building with me, man. You in the building with me. This ain't nothing new to you. So I'm gonna ask you to pull out that radio flow, cause can't nobody say their name on the radio like you. So I need you to do that real quick, and we gonna go to the next record, and we gonna come back and chop it up some more. Do that real quick for me, bro.
You already know the vibe. It's your boy Morray. Moray. You know the vibe. You can find me on Instagram anywhere you want to find me at. That's what I used to say back in the day, but now I just say Moray the One because it's only me. Hey, Tamat.
Oh, man. He too smooth, man. He's BLXT with Overrated right here on 104.5. It's the hottest show in the world, baby. I got Moray in the building.
You ain't even got to say it. It's understood. Don't need to be complicated. You know we good. No reason to be explaining.
It is 104.5, and again, if you're riding in your cars, if you're streaming, or if now if you're on the Facebook Live, then you should know who's in the building with me. I got M to the O to the double R to the AY in the building with me. I got Moray in the building with me, my good brother, man. We dialogued a little bit about your come up on the Radio Idol and how life has been for you, man. But let's get into the music, man. The music that you're making, as everybody knows, you took off with the record Quicksand. Quicksand,
yes, sir.
Went super duper crazy. You then followed it up with a record that I kind of like, low key. After low key, you let us know that sometimes people will be in your corner and they might switch up on you.
Okay.
Then after the switch up, you let us know that sometimes you gotta make the big decisions. Then after the decisions, you let them know that I'm just in this thing to get a kingdom for my people and for my queen. You've been making a lot of music, bro. What is Moray's writing process, bro?
No cap. I gotta feel a beat. So like whatever beat I feel, if I can't start freestyling on the beat immediately, I can't write to it. Cause most of my hooks is either a verse that I've already written and I just cut it in half, or I just freestyle my hook immediately on the mic and then record it. So like, I gotta feel the instrumental. If I can't, I can't write.
super duper crazy. And with Quicksand, I know you were here before and you gave us a little story of Quicksand, but for those that don't really know the story of Quicksand, how that came about, let them know how that came about.
True story, no cap. My wife had told me that I can write better music. I was giving her a whole bunch of bull crap, and she was like, nah, it's not it. It's not you. So she made me mad. So I wrote a song, no cap, sitting down in my bathroom, smoked our last blunt, and wrote Quicksand, and then I poured my feelings on it, and then I really wrote it as a slap in the face, like, I told you I could do it. And it worked.
Did you know that when you wrote that record, did you know that it could go where it's going already? Because it's touching a lot of people, bro. You got kids. I even catch myself doing the Moray dance. I call it the Moray dance. I catch myself hitting the Moray dance. I seen little Terrio get loose on it. Did you know that was going to be like that, my boy?
No, sir. Not ooh, kill him till he kill my session was fine. But nah, I never expected that. I never expected for any of this to happen. So the fact that it is, that's why I stay humble. I stay diligent because I know at any moment it could not be this.
Oh, man.
So, like, I'm just happy in every moment that is happening, bro.
I was getting into the record Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Kingdom, which is probably one of my favorite records on your catalog.
Okay.
Right now, next to Decisions, next to you got a catalog, bro. You didn't know you had a catalog, man.
I mean, it's weird thinking about it, like
in your catalog right now. Kingdom is a different kind of record because you're letting it be known that you're in this game to build a kingdom for your a castle for your queen and mm-hmm. a kingdom for your team.
Yes, sir.
So in your music, you can hear the sign of loyalty. What does loyalty mean to Moray?
Everything. I think loyalty is key in everyday life. If I can't put hope and trust in you, I can't mess with you. If I think for one second, if I turn my back, it's going to be a knife in it, I can't mess with you. Wow. Loyalty runs the world, and people don't understand it. That's why the world's running crazy.
Ah, man. Super dope. And you can also tell, like, in your music, there's a certain grit to the words that you say. Like,
yeah.
Like even in the music videos, when you see Moray, when he get to talking that talk, man. You just shot a music video here in the Ville.
Yes, I did.
Here in the Ville. Seen it on WRAL. The world saw it. The Fayetteville Observer categorized it as a big event for the city. You brought the kids out. What's the thought process behind putting that event together, bro?
The first thing I was like, I needed to shoot a video. And I was like, second thing I was like, but I want to do something that brings togetherness. It just can't be a video. I got to bring something to the community to where, like, they feel like they're supposed to come out and it was worth their time.
Yeah.
Anybody can say, yo, I'm shooting a video, pull up. No, I wanted you to be interesting. I wanted you to have fun. I wanted you to eat. I wanted you to feel like a family cookout. So that's the vibe I wanted for the video. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the news came out and it was so much smiles and positivity, that much better.
Oh, man.
That much better.
And what's super duper crazy is I seen, and this is what I like about you, bro, because, you know, radio, you meet a lot of guys, but not everybody's willing to take the photo. Not everybody's willing to get out there and, you know, shake hands with the kids.
Yeah.
And you showed a lot of love to the children and to your fans, bro. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, just making sure that your fans know that you support them and you appreciate the love that they give you?
No cap, it takes a different person to not want to shake hands with somebody who listens to your music every day.
Wow.
Like, if somebody plays my song 27 times, why can I take 27 seconds to give you a picture?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, why do I act like I'm this person? I can't, because at the end of the day, I'm not. I'm still Moray.
Yeah.
That's my real name. I just spell it different from music, but that's my real name. So when I hear Moray, I don't hear artist. I hear Moray.
Yeah.
So I turn around with the yo, because that's everybody who know me. They know me. What's happening? Like, so if I give the love, I get it back. Like, I write my fans on Instagram. Like, I be having regular combos. Like, what's happening? Oh, nah, I'm eating eggs and some grapes. What you want? Like, yeah. No cap.
Oh my goodness. So listen, man, I know y'all tuned in. I got Moray in the building. We got more, cause we definitely gotta talk about the EBF label, which
yes,
is
sir.
Your label. We gotta talk about that. But I'm feeling I wanna get my little Terrio on, man. I wanna hit the Moray dance. So let's do it. It's only right for the city. Moray, introduce your record, the hottest record in the country, to the city like only you can, my brother.
Yes, sir. You know the vibe. It's your boy Moray. I wanna introduce Quicksand as humbly as I can and as loud as I
as
can
humbly,
for the 2-6.
300 million streams and humbly.
Hey, look, the numbers speak for itself, so I ain't got to do it. That's why I always come with the love. Check it out. Listen, it's powerful. Hopefully it touch you. Let's get it.
Let's do it. Hey, listen, if you in your car right now, I'm finna hit the Moray dance, get my little Terrio on, because it's that thing, you hear me? It's the hottest show in the world, bro. I got my brother Moray in here. It's Quicksand. Let's do it. Yeah. Hey, listen, you know that record different when you start hitting that Moray dance? I can see it right now when the world open up, man.
Listen, belly pats everywhere.
I can see it, man. I can see it. Hennessy spilling every which way. Everybody just on a vibe, you know what I mean? Listen, I got my brother Moray in the building with me, man. On top of the record, you've had the time to also create your own record label, your own imprint to an extent with EBF label, man. Give us a little detail about the EBF label, bro.
No cap. I started EBF before Quicksand even popped. It was really supposed to be like a squad of all just pushing each other to the max. We had like so many people in it who did other things than music. Mm-hmm. Like my cousin Steven, he definitely does like landscaping and home improvement. So we were trying to build that aspect. And then my cousin Mark fixed cars. We were trying to build that aspect other than music. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just for a label. It was supposed to be for a family.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening is everybody wanted to do music. So you know how that works. But we definitely got some strong talent, some great artists on the squad. And I just can't wait for everything to start happening the way it need to happen.
Ah, man, super duper fire. So I gotta ask you this, man, because you're a prime example that God can make your dreams come true in a quick amount of time. I gotta ask you, for those, the dreamers, the children, the kids that's tuned in, that just got out of school off that virtual session, and they hearing Moray, and they loving Moray right now, what kind of jewel would you give them to let them know to keep pushing whatever dream that they have, bro?
no matter what you do, always believe that you're the greatest. Mm-hmm. You can be whatever it is that you want to be, no matter what. It doesn't matter who said you can't. It don't matter who doesn't believe. As long as you believe, I promise you, can't nobody stop you. If you are under the age of 18, you are limitless right now. You have the world in your palms. Take it, grab it, reach for the stars. I can't wait to see you succeed.
Ah, oh, man. I gotta ask you before you get up out of here. Now, you, quicksand when it came out, social media went crazy.
Yeah.
And just being that all of it was pretty much fairly new to you, to see the comments from J. Cole, to see Rick Ross, to see the City Girl. I even seen Tory Lanez. I seen Drake on that, man. I seen Drake on what? The comment section on Drake.
Now, I didn't see that.
Drake was on the comment section. Okay. So many artists was on the comment section going crazy as your record matriculated through the internet to different pages and to different places. How did that feel when you saw the ones that you saw? Because a lot of people were posting and have been posting challenges, and they posting your music on their threads all which ways. How did that make you feel? As
first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that's doing TikTok videos, everyone that's doing trillers, everyone that's doing reaction videos. I watch all of them, and thank you so much for taking the time out to do that. But it feels crazy to know that people are really watching you like this, and you touching people in ways where, like, superstars write you. When J. Cole wrote me on my Wisdom and said amazing, I was like, nah, it's probably like a bogus account. Somebody probably hacked. But then I seen the blue check. I'm like, ain't no way they can hack the blue check. I said, bro, this is crazy. Then Moneybag Yo shared it. And then it's like, and not to mention people like Shopsy who really tell me, like, yo, what the game is like, and really help me out and understand, like, yo, calm down, take your time. You feel me? You got
it's not
it.
Working.
I love all that, G Herbo. Oh, the advice you get from these people is like you don't expect it.
Oh, wow.
And it's just dope to know that I work with people who I've listened to my whole life, and they generally be good people.
Oh, man. Super duper crazy, man. Listen, this ain't your first time here. And it ain't gonna definitely not gonna be your last, because it's a whole lot of work. And I tell you this through Snapchat, and I tell you this all the time, you're in God's care, my boy.
Yeah.
So everything is gonna work in your flavor, you know what I mean? So give me your social media, let them know how they can tap in with you. They probably already know it. They following you right now. But if they don't, and they're new to the campaign, but they getting ready to get on the train, let them know how they can board and get the pass to board the train.
Yes, sir. And if you already on it, thank you so much. And if you don't know it, here it is. Morray, MorrayDa, the number one on Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere. Morray the one is only one. Look me up, write me. I'ma try to write back. Let's get in touch. Tap in.
Oh, man, you heard it here first. And like I said, man, this ain't gonna be the first time you're gonna hear this brother. I might even let the brother take over my show one night, man. Just let him go crazy.
That's
you
know what I mean?
It's the hottest show in the world, man. It is 104.5. Get it.
In the Army National Guard.